And we have guests in the studio, Jay.
Colleen McKinnon is here and Mary Phillips is here with us this morning. We're going to talk about Relay for Life 2018.
It's coming up fast.
Which is coming up on June the 8th, which is exactly 1 month from today.
Mm-hmm. 1 month.
All right. So Colleen is the chair of the committee for Relay for Life. She also works at the Cape Breton Credit Union up on Prince Street. And Mary Phillips is the champion this year. She is what they call the community champion. We're going to talk to both of them, but hey, maybe right off the top, give us a little bit of information about the event, okay?
Well, as you said, it is 1 month from today, so June 8th. We're pleased to say we're back at Center 200 again this year, so it's a Friday.
But you weren't always inside. At one time, you used to be outside.
That's right. We've spent many years outside and many cold evenings.
And
so
June is still pretty chilly.
May and the month of June are very unpredictable. Yeah.
They really are, especially here in Cape Breton. So we're glad to be indoors at Center 200. Our participants appreciate it, as do our survivors. We keep them nice and comfortable.
Okay. So if somebody has never been involved before, they can donate by creating a team or joining an existing team or even a private involvement or donation. So it's...
There's lots of ways that they can support Relay. As you said, we're always looking for new teams. Our goal is 30 this year. We're at about 20. Mm. So we still have some work to do. We have about 10 more teams to go. They can register, as you said, at the Cape Breton Credit Union, either branch in Sydney or 135 Glace Bay or Reserve Street. They can go online, make a private donation. They can support us with luminary sales. There's all kinds of ways.
Okay. What is a luminary?
A luminary is a candle that's purchased in honor of or in memory of a survivor or a loved one that has passed with cancer. They're $5, and it's a really big part of our ceremony. We line the track with them the evening of Relay. The names are all on the bags, and it makes a very, very emotional impact.
Well, both Sheila and I have lost parents to cancer, so mm-hmm. we understand. Sheila's actually been at the Relay for Life a couple of years in a row.
Yes.
So she's very, very familiar with it. And, of course, this year, all of our on-air staff are going to be there. So
we're
looking forward to the event.
It's a moving event, and we spoke about survivors. We have a survivor many times over. Mary is with us today. Mary Phillips, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, Mary, what's your journey been like? What was your first experience with cancer?
My first experience, my 10-year-old niece was diagnosed, and she did the chemo and the radiation, and her cancer went into remission, but then it came back when she was in her late teens. Mm.
So she was 10 when it was first diagnosed?
Yes.
And she passed on later in her teens?
Yes, it came back when she was late teens, and they tried amputation. And it just progressed from there. And 6 months after her wedding day, she passed away.
She is not the only family member that's had cancer.
No, I'm a survivor. I have two sisters that are survivors. My mother is a survivor. My husband was diagnosed, so I became his caregiver for 3 years. And unfortunately, I lost him in 2011.
Okay, so you have a lot of experience with what my father used to call the big C. He couldn't even use the word cancer.
No.
Because so many of his friends had passed away as a result of it or had suffered from
that's
cancer.
That's right, yes.
So he used to just call it the big C.
And the thing that's unfortunate, Mary, is you're not unique in that. So many families, it seems to, well, I mean, obviously there's the hereditary factor, but... and I don't know what it has to do with the environmental nature of our own island here, but so many of our families have these multiple cases of cancer.
That's right.
One after the other.
There's quite a few people. Most people in Cape Breton have been touched by cancer, either a family member, a friend, a neighbor. I think we've all been impacted by it at one time or another.
You're a very lovely lady, and I get the impression that that you would probably be a rather quiet person normally, and yet they have been able to talk you into becoming the community champion.
Well, you see that sparkle in her eye, Jay?
My friends wouldn't say that I was quiet, but I did have a few butterflies, but I'm not too shy.
Right. Here's the thing. Relay for Life, when you talk about cancer and survivors and deaths and stuff like that, it sounds like it would be a fairly heavy experience, a fairly morbid experience. But it's not. It's very uplifting and beautiful all at the same time.
Like, it is. We consider it a celebration. Yeah. Relay for Life is really about life. It's mm-hmm. about our survivors, and it's about celebrating them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you guys make sure that it has that feel.
Definitely.
Sure, it's a lot of fun.
Because that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yes. Exactly. Yeah.
So it used to be like a 24-hour event. Now it's what, a six-hour event?
6 hour, yes. Mm-hmm. We go from 6 p.m. until midnight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, once again, if somebody wants to get involved, no matter how, maybe they just want to volunteer.
Oh, yes.
What do they do?
They can go to relayforlife.ca and they can get all the information that they need there. Or, as you said, they can stop into either branch of the Cape Breton Credit Union. Our staff at both branches, 340 Prince Street and 135 Reserve Street in Glace Bay, very well versed in Relay. We've been doing this for a long time. So they can drop in and get more information directly from us.
And Mary, not your first time at the rodeo here, going to Relay for Life again?
No. No, I've been involved quite a bit with the relay and volunteering for the cancer patients
mm-hmm.
and our benefits and things. I like to give back, but I'd like a lot of people to come out and support. You don't have to have been a cancer survivor to go. You know, everybody...
We all know someone.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We all know someone. And
who's either a survivor or have passed on.
Yeah. And when it's such an emotional night, you like to have that support around you. And I find it just makes you feel better. You're right. Able to handle it.
Well, listen, thanks, first of all, Mary, for coming in this morning.
Well, I'd like to thank you for having me.
All right. And
very happy to be a part of it again this year.
And Colleen, not only thank you for coming in, but thank you for being such an integral part of the committee that puts this thing together.
Well, you know, our committee is very passionate, and we do it, you know, to give back to our community, and we love it.
All right. And maybe one morning we'll hear one of you singing a summer song on our radio
maybe.
Station.
Maybe. I think I'll do that. I'll let Mary do that.
I think I'll pass.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye.